Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Who feels like we are in a better place now than we were a year ago? Show of hands.
The damage to our entire medical system.
Better than even chance that Putin invades Ukraine.
What the hell's going on here?
71% of Americans believe there should be some reasonable restrictions on abortions.
The IOC deserves all of the disdain.
One more, bring anything down, super spreaders. I bet you voted for Trump, didn't you?
That sounds like that commercial where the guy claims he's jumping into the pool with all of his clothes on and tries to get everybody else to jump
in.
And they say, come on. They say, in real life, nobody jumps into the pool when you do. Make good decisions. Hey, welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Glad that you are with us this morning. It's Monday. Now, hopefully you made it through the weekend. Hopefully you caught that fantastic Chiefs game last night. Yeah, I know. I haven't watched NFL football in a couple of years, but during the regular season.
Well,
but
how dare you
I usually
start now.
Watch the playoffs. And it was what if you missed that game yesterday and you enjoy football. I mean, I played football briefly.
It's one of the best games.
Through high school, played briefly in college, very briefly, very, very briefly. And I've still got eligibility left. I was thinking about that last night.
Really?
As I'm wearing my Travis Kelce jersey this morning. I've still got eligibility left. Sure.
So you're a red shirt?
Yeah, I'm wearing a red shirt. That's about as close as I get to that. But anyway, that happened last night. That was fantastic. So hopefully we may have well have watched the Super Bowl last night. We will talk to Tom Ackerman about the football playoffs and baseball, basketball, hockey. We got it all coming up here for you before the end of the show today. So be sure and stay tuned for that. One of the questions that is floating out there this morning, maybe this hasn't been on your radar, is what's going to happen with Russia and the Ukraine, right? We have focused on this show on the problem with the fact that we have very weak leadership in the White House versus Vladimir Putin, who, you know, is former KGB agent. We know the guy's ruthless. We know what he is. Now there's the discussion being floated about whether or not U.S. troops who were just pulled out of Iraq might be sent to the Ukraine and how many of them might be sent over there and whether or not they should be sent over there. And here is the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, yesterday on that issue. Go to cut two, please.
President Biden has met here in Geneva with President Putin. He's spoken to him on the phone or via video conference on a number of occasions. And if we conclude, the Russians conclude, that the best way to resolve things is through a further conversation between them, we're certainly prepared to do that.
Ben Hall.
Yeah, the New York Times, NBC News, some of the others are speculating this morning that the president is weighing whether or not to move troops and equipment in from other parts of Europe. So in other words, people that are already over there. Apparently we've been training some of their folks already in the Ukraine. I don't know how you feel about that, about U.S. military involvement. Now, listen, here's what I don't understand. The issue is whether or not NATO brings the Ukraine in under its sphere of influence, right? Because there's an agreement there. If you attack one NATO nation, you've attacked all of them. That's clearly something that Vladimir Putin doesn't want to happen. If you look at this place on a map, you wonder to yourself, what makes Putin think he has a right to invade this sovereign country? I mean, the whole thing should be outrageous. But U.S. troops shouldn't be the only ones going in there. If they're sending in, this should be a NATO effort with troops from all of these European countries and not just American troops, in my opinion. And I also don't have a lot of confidence in Joe Biden's ability to navigate this. He's compromised on the Ukraine. We know what his relationship has been with the Ukraine in the past. We know what his son's relationship has been in the Ukraine in the past. I don't trust his leadership on this in any way, shape, or form. And I'm not sure that Americans can either. We're going to talk more with Jared Halpern. He's been reporting on this from D.C. We're going to get to him this morning coming up at around 7:45, about 30 minutes from now. We'll find out the latest from Jared Halpern. What those numbers are, right? Is it 5,000 troops that are being moved? Some people have reported the number as high as 50. So I'm not quite sure what to think about that. That seems like a lot of people. But we'll get to more on that for you coming up here. First of all, did you hear any of the weirdness out of the president this past weekend? He's doing the whispering thing again. Go to cut five, Carl, please.
Just begin to pay your fair share. Pay a little bit.
Come on, you got to pay up, dude. What are you doing? You got to pay. That was him whispering this morning. Pushing back on this Build Back Broke plan that he's had going on for a while. He clearly still thinks he can secure some of this money, and I'm not sure who he thinks is going to vote for it. Go to cut three, please.
Yeah, look, I can only speak for myself, not for those officials, but as somebody who sits on
I'm sorry, I'm in cut four, Carl. Go to cut four, please.
We can do it without increasing inflation or the deficit. 17 Nobel laureates in economics wrote a letter to me recently affirming that this bill would reduce inflationary pressures on the economy. Not increase, reduce it. And by the way, it's entirely paid for, every single penny.
Does anybody believe that anymore? Anybody believe that anymore? Honestly, I don't know. Let me get to Ashley Thomas Smith. Ashley Smith Thomas joining us this morning. I apologize for messing up your name. Ashley, welcome into the show.
Thank you.
Political strategist, founder, and CEO of Freedoms Fund USA. This whole argument, and you know, I don't have a degree in economics, although certainly as part of my education, I studied economics. The fact that you could borrow, spend, waste another $2 or $3 trillion would not add to the inflationary pressures we're already seeing. There can't be true economists in this world who believe that.
No, absolutely. And that's such a good point because, you know, I'm a firm believer that, you know, if you're going to be spending money, you need to ask yourself, where's that money coming from? And so when he says that it's already paid for, or that when he kept making the promise last year that we're not going to see one dime of our taxes increase, well, that's not true because it's we, the taxpayers, who are footing the bill for the increased spending. And it may not be this generation that sees it, but I guarantee the next generation and the following generation is going to feel the impact of the debt that we are in as a country, and because someone has to pay it back. So this whole notion that we're not going to see an increase. It's already paid for. I'm not sure where he's getting that from. I'm not sure how he's figured and calculated that out, because it has to come from somewhere and it has to come from someone in order for there to be the continued spending. And so to your point, that's just basic, you know, economic 101. I mean, it's just common sense. But it's interesting because you look at how here he just had his first year. Last Thursday marked 1 year since he became president. And, you know, I always want to try to be objective. And, you know, he had some accomplishments that he could be proud of from last year, and the fact that there were 6.4 million jobs added and that the unemployment rate came down to 3.9%. He's able to sign the bipartisan piece of legislation known as the infrastructure bill. And he appointed over 40 federal judges to the bench, which is the most that any president has ever done, let alone within just their first year as president. However, you know, even though he has those accomplishments, it's still not enough to move the polling numbers. So over the weekend, NBC had reported that they conducted a poll in which 72% of Americans say that we are moving in the wrong direction as a nation, and that there's a growing pessimism and gloom that is arising, which is impacting the Democratic Party, who controls the White House and Congress. So Americans are feeling the pressure of the 7% inflation, which according to CBS is the fastest rate of inflation within 40 years. Americans also feel the impact of the supply chain shortage. I mean, we're seeing shelves that are empty. You have the fuel increase, tax increase, mixed messages surrounding the pandemic. We watched the Afghanistan debacle that happened last year. You have the open border policy, mass illegal immigration, critical race theory, and more. But then Biden also has an uphill battle when it comes to his Build Back Better Act and then the Election Integrity, which is the voting rights bill, which would federalize the election process. And that's in response to Georgia requiring an ID to vote, in which Democrats say that suppresses voter rights. Yet to be eating in a restaurant in New York City, you have to show your ID and vaccination card. So the hypocrisy among the Democrats and how that's being relayed to the American people is just absurd. But then you can also tell, too, according to this poll that was conducted by NBC, that there's a lot of tension and frustrations among the American people toward the political system. And The Hill reported that a recent poll shows that Biden's approval rating is at 43%, while his disapproval is at 56%. And then on top of that, just over the weekend here, the United States State Department, or Department of State, issued Ukraine as an alert level 4, meaning to not travel to Ukraine, because reports indicate the State Department is working on evacuating the U.S. embassy in Ukraine and encouraging Americans to come home because of tensions increasing.
Right.
There's already 100,000 Russian troops inching closer to Ukraine. And then last night it was reported that Biden is contemplating sending U.S. troops to the Balkan states. So this here is just escalating, and you're starting to see this fracture happening inside our country. Americans are tired. And then you have where now you have the global tensions that are happening, and we are actually not better off as a country under this current administration within this past year. And then here you're talking about sending potentially troops over to the Balkan states when we just got out of Afghanistan. So Americans are tired, and I think this is going to really have a heavy impact on the Democratic Party here this midterm cycle that we are in. I don't think that this is going to help Biden. I think it's going to hurt him even more. I believe we're going to see that he's only going to be a one-term president. Democrats are already looking and speculating who they're going to run against Biden in 2024, one of which Hillary Clinton has been throwing out there that she wants to run in 2024 because she wants a runoff with Trump. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, just what Americans need, a really bad episode of The Twilight Zone.
Yeah, it's true, right?
It is. And so it's crazy to see what's happening, but you know, the coming weeks and months will be very telling. We're entering into primaries. Primaries will kind of set the tone of what we can expect out of the midterms in November. But we are literally 10 months out from potential presidential candidates making their announcement. And then we start this process all over again.
You know, Ashley, Hillary's got a message for you this morning.
Back up, you creep. Get away from me.
one of my favorite drops from Hillary when she did a dramatic reading of the book she put out after her loss to Donald Trump. I've kept several of those.
Yeah, I'll just ignore that.
Yeah, anyway. That's great. I want to know who the 43% of people are who support what Joe Biden is doing. I mean, a long time ago, the balance shifted in this country from the producers to the takers. And that was already a dangerous slippery slope that we were on. There are more people demanding things from the government than there are people working and paying taxes to support it, which is why he needs Build Back Better so he can take more money away from people who've gone out and earned it. That's primarily what he's doing. But who are these 43 people? 43%. I don't even believe that poll. It's got to be lower than that.
And that's a really good question, because I'm wondering, Tim, like, how is it that 43% approve of this? How do they even believe that we are in the right direction and that he's doing a great job as president? I'm thinking, because I guarantee you, it doesn't matter whether you're Republican, does not even matter if you're Democrat, Independent, Libertarian, does not matter your political belief system. Every American feels the impact of the inflation and the supply chain shortage and all these things, this cost of living. You're going to feel it one way or the other. Your children are going to feel it, you know? And so it's kind of like, okay, how is it that this 43% thinks that their lives are better off or that he's doing a great job? It literally makes no sense. So that's why sometimes some of these polls I just try to take with a little bit of a grain of salt, because I'm just kind of like, that there's just, I don't know who that 43% of Americans are that thinks that he's doing a great job. But it's just unbelievable. Well, it is telling, though, to see the mainstream media starting to turn the narrative and kind of turn against Biden, particularly NBC. I'm surprised NBC even released this poll.
I was shocked to see Margaret Brennan's bit this morning. They got some for a panel of voters on and started asking them questions. Go to cut one, Carl, please.
Really? All right.
Hold on.
Got it.
During the course of the pandemic, we've been listening to Americans through Zoom to get their thoughts on COVID, the economy, and how the government is handling it all. On Friday, we checked back in with six of them.
Who feels like we are in a better place now than we were a year ago? Show of hands. No one believes we're in a better spot now.
She couldn't believe it, Ashley. She was stunned that she didn't find somebody out there like her who supported Biden. I don't know. I got about a minute left here, but any comments on that? I mean, the mainstream media has carried his water for a long time here.
They have, and I think they're done carrying it. And so they're going to have to, I think we're going to see a shift. I think when whoever the Democrats decide to run in 2024, it'll be telling who mainstream media puts their weight behind and whose water they carry next, because I guarantee it's not going to be Biden.
That is the truth. Ashley Smith Thomas, the organization is Freedom Funds USA, freedomfundsusa.org. Thank you, Ashley. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Yeah, I appreciate what she does, because she founded this. As you can tell, she's young. She founded this organization to talk to and engage with millennials and the younger generation to make sure they're informed and equipped and ready to help fight back against this onslaught against decency and common sense in America. So that's why I love having her on here, because she's speaking to it in many ways, a different crowd than I am, my generation. And I think that's what we need in this country. We've got to have people who are willing to stand up and say, we care about our future. We're not moving toward European socialist democracy. That's not what we want. A quick break here, 314-241-9797. It's going to talk about the Russian buildup over there, whether or not U.S. is going to send troops at about 7:45. Jesse Jane Duff at 8:10, and Tom Ackerman with more on the Chiefs and the Blues. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The American people are getting pretty tired of being called a racist or a traitor or a Nazi because they don't agree with the president's woke neo-socialist agenda. And that is why his poll numbers are on a journey to the center of the earth. And he needs to stop it.
Wasn't that a movie?
Yes.
Yes.
Two of them.
Way to go, Senator Kennedy, there, coming out with another brilliant statement. I love listening to the guy because he's got the whole thing figured out.
Who's drunk and who's just stupid?
You always have to ask that question when looking at the policies of this administration, unfortunately. And that's why I have zero confidence with what he might be doing over in Europe. I'm a little worried about that. Now, let me get to Rich here on line one. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. I was calling my congressman's office, Blaine Luchtemeyer. Well, with what happened in Afghanistan, with the debacle in Afghanistan, and with the lack of anybody being fired, you know, that's a signal to Russia, and that's a signal to China, and frankly, anybody who's our adversary, that they approve of that policy, that they approve of the results. And I don't know how you could get any more clear. They see a power vacuum in the White House, and you know, this is really inevitable based on that.
Yeah, you know, I wonder. I obviously leadership has a lot to do with that, but here's the difference: having confidence that the person in charge is the one calling the shots. I don't think a lot of foreign leaders are looking at America right now and have any confidence that Joe Biden is the one who's in charge in the White House.
True, I get that. But even if it wasn't specifically Biden, but there was a policy that came out that was strong, yeah, they might not take him seriously, but they might take the man behind the curtain seriously, even if they didn't know who exactly it was.
Yeah, well, that could be, and I appreciate the phone call, Rich. Thank you for that. Here we're gonna talk a little bit more about this coming up in just a few minutes. We've got Jared Halperin calling us from D.C. because the reason I wanted to get him on this morning is there's been several different versions of this story about what America's reaction to this might be, about whether troops are in the process of being shipped over there, if they're just going to a bordering country and not actually into the Ukraine, what's going to happen there. And Jared will have a better fix on what's going on out of D.C. this morning than I do, trying to cover this from this far away. So just stand by for that. We'll have him coming up here in about 5 minutes or so. The other issue I wanted to get to, and we haven't, we've talked about this over the past couple of weeks is this J6 committee. If we've known all along that there's no doubt that what's going on here is that the Democratic Party doesn't want to let go of this issue because they see it as a way to beat down Donald Trump. It's all about Trump, right? We know what happened on January 6th. There's not a dispute over the mechanics of what happened there. There were lots of people there upset about election problems who wanted the U.S. Congress to exercise its constitutional duty. But there weren't a lot of people there anxious to invade the Capitol or commit a coup or an insurrection. It's all garbage. It's all political theater. The J6 committee is a continuation of that political theater. The only disconnect you need to understand about this is that the only person that was intentionally killed that day was Ashley Babbitt. And the person who killed her will never be charged in that crime. The J6 committee is now suggesting, and here's the thing about it, suggesting, insinuating that, oh, we've talked to the former attorney general, and he was thinking about drafting an executive order to seize voting machines. Well, it's a shame that didn't happen, because any evidence that would have existed from those elections in November has long since been destroyed. Why didn't we seize a few voting machines to take a look at them? Because now it's a little late, which is what a lot of us have been saying about this. But just to give you an idea where Benny Thompson is, of course, they put him in charge of the J6 committee, the bipartisan select committee that, oh, by the way, doesn't have any Republicans chosen by Republicans on it. Listen to the allegations now being floated out there by Benny Thompson. Go to 15.
We've had conversations with the former attorney general already. We've talked to Department of Defense individuals. We are concerned that our military was part of this big lie on promoting that the election was false. So if you are using the military to potentially seize voting machines, even though it's a discussion, the public needs to know.
So his suggestion is that what he's projecting, and if he had evidence, he would have said that. What he's projecting is they're now going to suggest that Donald Trump was going to use the military to seize voting machines. But there's no evidence of that. Conversations can be had all the time. That's one reason you have executive privilege, so you can consider what your options are in any situation. And if in the course of one of those conversations it came up, we need to secure some of these voting machines before evidence could be destroyed, that's not unusual. That's not an unusual conversation. Benny Thompson went on Margaret Brennan's show this weekend and suggested that all they're trying to do here is come up with a reason to try to prevent Donald Trump from running for president again. They don't have any evidence that he did anything wrong. If they did, we would have heard about it by now. If the only thing he did wrong was sit in the dining room of the White House and watch while people broke into the Capitol building, they broke into the back of the Capitol building. The doors were opened for them by Capitol Police in the front of the Capitol building. And there's plenty of video evidence of that. Regardless, they shouldn't have been in there because the building was closed. Not justifying what they did. But people have got to call out this select committee for what it is. It is a biased political witch hunt put together by people who only care about damaging the Republican candidate who might run in 2024, whoever that happens to be. This is about damaging Republicans 99.9999998% of them had nothing to do with what happened on January 6th of 2021. That's, you've got to call this out for what it is, and we're going to right here on the show for sure. All right, quick break here. I've got Jared Halpern coming up from Fox News. I got Jesse Jane Duff next hour, and then Tom Ackerman to talk more about not only the football game from last night and what we might see coming up next weekend, and also we will, of course, talk about the Blues. Who won? And some of these COVID restrictions that are affecting players all over the country as well. We'll be right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. And Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
President Biden has met here in Geneva with President Putin. He's spoken to him on the phone or via video conference on a number of occasions. And if we conclude, the Russians conclude, that the best way to resolve things is through a further conversation between them, we're certainly prepared to do that.
Ben Hall.
Still talking about negotiating there, although I don't know if that's still a thing. Let's get an update on this from Jared Halpern with Fox News Radio out of the nation's capital. Jared, good morning to you.
Good morning. Yeah, I mean, they're talking, but the United States is now very much, along with other NATO allies, you know, making moves that would suggest that, they are less certain that Russia is not going to invade. And you're seeing that now in a couple of ways. The United States giving another shipment of lethal defensive weaponry to the Ukrainians, including a lot of ammunition for frontline soldiers. You're seeing a deployment now of NATO troops, not just U.S., but Spain and a lot of NATO countries moving assets into the NATO countries on the eastern flank, those closest to Russia. And you have seen now the State Department in the U.S. tell Americans who are in Ukraine, now's a good time to get out, because if hostilities break out, we can't get you out. You know, commercial air travel will likely shut down. And so you're seeing a lot of moves now that would suggest that Russia may make a move. Now, part of that's because of the conditions on the ground. And I think part of that's just this has gone on so long at this point that at a certain point, I think the United States and other countries have to anticipate that Putin may make a move.
So, Jared, what do we know about the shape that NATO's in? I mean, Donald Trump famously, you know, got criticized for claiming if you don't start picking up your end of the deal here, the United States might consider pulling out. Obviously, they didn't do that. It was a negotiating ploy. Supposedly, they started chipping in closer to the 1 or 2% of their economy they're supposed to be putting into it. Are they in a good shape? Do we know?
Well, I think NATO's fine. I mean, they're sending these assets to the east. And so, again, there's not like a – I think this was always kind of misunderstood during the Trump years. There's not really like a bucket, right, that you can participate in with NATO. It has to do with how much you were spending on your own nation's defenses per a GDP measurement. And so you did see countries start to spend more on their defenses. I'm not sure that has much to do with what's happening now. You're seeing – you know, countries move their ships, move their planes further to the east. Again, these are all defensive measures. You're not going to see a NATO deployment into Ukraine. Ukraine's not a NATO country. So there's not really an issue here with, you know, in the event that NATO or that Russia enters Ukraine, that NATO has to respond. What you are seeing is sort of a show of force that, listen, Russia, we have assets here. Don't think about moving into a NATO, because moving into a NATO country is obviously a much different situation, right? That triggers Article 5 of the NATO alliance treaty, and that would obviously mean that every NATO country would then have to use their military to fight Russia. That's not what anybody's talking about right now. This seems to be more of a let's get our resources in place to show Russia like we're watching them, we're paying attention to this, and you know they best not think about looking into these Baltic states. That again, Russia. A lot of this has to do with Russia's. They don't like NATO. Obviously, NATO was set up to protect against then a Soviet and now a Russian influence. NATO has expanded eastward onto Russia's borders. Yeah. That's something Russia doesn't like. And Russia has said that they want a commitment from NATO that they will never allow Ukraine into the alliance. That's something that NATO and the United States have called a non-starter. They say that we have an open door policy. Now, Ukraine would have a long way to go before they could be admitted. There are a lot of steps a country has to take before they're allowed into NATO, and Ukraine has not fulfilled those.
Jared?
So the idea that this would happen this week, or it seems unlikely.
I'm out of time. I appreciate the update. Thank you.
Sure.
Yep, Jared Halperin with Fox News Radio. Hey, coming up, we will talk to Jesse Jane Duff and then Tom Ackerman.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.